It had to happen, of course. I asked her why. She said, just go ask a horse. So I went to the racetrack. I went backstage after the race. Of the horses I asked nine to eye face to face, they either didn't know or they wouldn't say. Horses don't know why she left me. Horses don't know why she's gone. Horses don't know why she left me. They don't know nothing at all. I figured finally happened, of course. Horses don't talk, but you can learn from a talk with a horse. And after conversing with four-legged persons, I found the truth, of course. My baby left me and took my color TV. I told her what happened, of course. I know you left me, 'cause I'm about dumb as a horse. But I'm smart as one too, and I'm telling you, love makes fools of us all. I hope your next baby just drives you crazy and you end up talking to all. Oh, horses don't know why she left me. Horses don't know why she's gone. Horses don't know why she left me. They don't know nothing at all. Horses don't know why she left me.
I was standing backstage at the volunteer jam, smoking on a cigarette and didn't give a damn, just there to see Charlie Daniels do his show. When a girl walked up and said, aren't you Glenn? And I looked at her with a sheepish grin and said, are you somebody that I'm supposed to know? She said, I guess you don't remember me. It was Salt Lake City in 73. You were playing the lounge at the local Holiday Inn. And when the show was over and the crowd was gone, you asked me if I had a way home. We went to my place and became much more than friends.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten, even when they're young and looking good? Should old acquaintance be forgotten?
In a case like this, I damn sure say they should. Said, I understand you've done quite well. While all these years I've lived in hell, trying to make a living on a measly waitress pay. So I'm here to get my just rewards, and you can hit your knees and thank the Lord I ain't got a gun or I'd blow you clean away. Well, I stood there pale. I couldn't believe it. This awful thing was happening to me. If it hadn't been such a crowd, I'd have broken run. Said, I got some papers here for you, and there ain't a damn thing you can do, 'cause this here's my lawyer, and that boy right there's your son.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten, even when they're young and looking good? Should old acquaintance be forgotten?
In a case like this, I damn sure say they should. I don't give a damn whose lawyer it is. That kid don't look a thing like me.
Is that my daddy?
Dad's got big ears, though. Little touch of silver in his hair. I guess it's possible.
When I was just a boy, my mama told me that I should be the nicest boy in town. While all the other fellas was finding out what life is really all about, I was doing my best not to let my mama down. Yet I wanted to get in trouble like the other fellas, but I was always afraid of getting caught. 'Cause in my mama's eyes, I was her angel straight from heaven. Well, mama didn't know it, but this here's what I thought. When mama goes blind, I'm gonna make love in the kitchen. When her nose goes bad, I'm gonna smoke them funny smokes. When her ears give out, I'm gonna cuss till I go crazy. I'm gonna run around naked telling dirty jokes. And my mama won't know. No, mama won't know. No, mama won't know what I'm gonna do. See, my mama won't know. No, mama won't know. No, mama won't know what I'm gonna do. I grew up thinking I was the only prisoner in my home, the only one who dreamed of being free. And then one night I overheard my mama talking to my papa, and this is what my sweet mama said about me. Ooh, when that kid moves out, we'll make love in the kitchen. When the kid moves out, won't life be a thrill? If we ever get rid of that little rascal, we'll party all the time. Gonna crawl in the freezer and play a little whip and chill. Mama! Don't think your mama don't know. Your mama sure knows. Yes, your mama sure knows what you're gonna do. I said your mama sure knows. Yeah, your mama sure knows. Yes, your mama sure knows what you're gonna do. Yes, she does. Yes, your mama sure knows what you're gonna do.
Mama knows.
That's Jim Stafford once again without those incredible animals.
Well, hello there. My name is Idi Amin Dada Esquire, and MBO, PDQ, and PHND. I'm the ruler of that ever-popular tourist paradise, Uganda, where the flying fishes even come to play. And I'm here to tell you about a new product that my country is offering to you, the consuming public, to help the ever-unbalanced payments and trading. I'm talking about the all-new Idi Amin hot tub. That's right. The genius of yours truly, plus the finest scientific talents of the entire Uganda nation, gone into producing what we think of as the best hot tub on the market. We don't mess around with none of that damn redwood business. These tubs is solid cast iron, guaranteed to take some plenty hot water. Idi Amin hot tubs will hold up to 5 full grown-up adults, plus a little room for some of the children, and lots of vegetables and onion and salt. Take my word for it. There's nothing like getting in an Idi Amin hot tub. You put one of these items outside your ranch-style split level, and you're going to have all the neighbors whipping off the clothes like the familiar gangbusters and jumping in and making themselves comfortable. You put some ferns around this tub, and it's going to look plenty inviting. So if the high price of the food bill been getting you down, just think of the modest proposal from Uncle Idi. Since we neighbors, let's be friends. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What else did you shooting? Well, you know, it's just one of those
kind of Thursday nights. K-Fan, just,
you
know, but...
You want to make a nigga feel good. Tell you what's to do.
What's that?
Steal the chicken from a neighbor's yard. Brings him home with you.
Show enough.
Puts that chicken in that pan. So you blink your eye. You get that flavor right.
You don't think so? Maybe I should try some other thing.
Yeah.
I mean, let's see.
if you want to make a darky feel.
Oh, man. That won't work?
No, no. Try again, man.
If you want to make a coon feel good, day.
That ain't gonna happen either, man.
Well, shit. Colored folks?
No.
Jesus, man. I mean, you know, you're gonna make me ruin the song. I think. What about Negro?
If you want to make a Negro feel.
That don't work either. Well, I've about run out. Why don't we watch? I don't know what to do. Hey, I got an idea.
He wants to make a Pollock feel good. Tell you what.
Why'd we have to get so hip? Oh, why'd we have to take that trip, honey? You look dumb in dungarees, and so do I. Come on, go put on your nicest dress, and I'll put on my tie. Here's why. I'm tired of rock and rolling. Let's get married, honey, let's go bowling. Throw away our pot and acid. Spend a weekend at Lake Placid. Too hard to live in this town if you're strange. What say you and I get normal for a change? What say you and I get normal? You don't have to be that formal. We just sit and watch TV like others do. We'll eat meat and mashed potatoes, cut our hair so folks don't hate us. Life is nuts enough just living here with you. Let's see who can be most boring. You do the dishes, honey, I'll start snoring. We'll get a mower and do some mowing. Spend all morning getting it going. We'll show everyone in town we're not deranged. What say you and I get normal for a change? What say you and I get normal? You don't have to be that formal. We just sit and watch TV like others do. We'll eat meat and mashed potatoes, cut our hair so folks don't hate us. Life is nuts enough just living here with you. It's gonna change us, honey, sexually. From now on, we'll just be once a weekers. It's gonna change us, darling, even musically. We'll get our records through the mail. We'll get a set of lousy speakers. So if you'll beg my pardon, I'm going out to start a garden. It'll just be small potatoes, just some lettuce and tomatoes. And if either one comes up, we'll join the grain. What say you and I get normal for a change? What say you and I get normal? You don't have to be that formal. We just sit and watch TV like others do. We'll eat potatoes, cut our hair so folks don't hate us. Life is nuts enough just living here with you. It's true, living here with you and Bobby Magoo.
T'was sunset down in old Key West. The locals all were high. The tourists snapped their photographs and munched their key lime pie. And meanwhile, down at Sloppy Joe's, the drinks were standing tall, with Buffett on the jukebox and Hemingway on the wall. Then up spoke Sam the Shrimper. Said I've been a shrimper all my life, daddy was a shrimper, and my mom's a shrimper's wife. And I'm tired of being a shrimper, 'cause this shrimper's life's too tame. So I'm gonna rob the conch train, boys, and be like Jesse James. Gonna be like Jesse. Train is a tourist toy that rolls through Key West Town like some weird ride from Disneyland. It drives the tourists round and round, while the engineer on her PA points out all the sights. Where Tennessee, did you know what? Their wives have rings of gold. Their mopeds all are pawnable. Their cameras can be sold. And think of all the glory, boys, the money and the fame, to be the first and only man to rob the Key West. Engineer of the conch train, her name was Betsy Wright. She drove the conch train all day long and loved Shrimper Sam all night. And with some sweet persuasion, she agreed to join the game. She'd slow it down at Flagler and let him turn down at Smathers Beach, when Shrimper Sam with a snorkel on leaped naked from the sea. His fillet knife was in his hand. He jumped aboard the train. Give up your bucks, you tourist schmucks. I'm Key West Jesse James. Shrimper Sam, in the third car from the rear, sat Kelso Bowles from Muscle Shoals and the American Legionnaire. He was a redneck of respect and a marksman of renown. From under his fat, he drew a gat and shot the shrimper down. Now the first time that he shot poor Sam, Sam groaned and clutched his side. The second time he shot poor Sam, Sam fell to his knees and cried. And the third time that he shot poor Sam, you could see in both their eyes. Lash LaRue and Randolph Scott beneath the western skies. We lay poor Sam upon the sand, and we lifted up his head. We listened close to hear the words the diving shrimper said. He said, boys, you know I had my chance, but I went. Watch the job. But how can a boy be Jesse James without a train to rob? Then Kelso Bowles, he took off his hat and and the tears streamed down his face. He said, son, I know just how you feel. This world's a changing place. When history is written, they won't recall our names. But I only got to play Pat Garrett, 'cause you played Jesse James. We buried Sam in the southernmost sand, close by the southernmost waves, where sweet Betsy Wright cries tears every night onto his southernmost grave. And on his tombstone see the words, stick to your own game. And if you are a shrimper, do not try to rob
a king. KFAT. Gilroy waiting for the rocket man. Gonna be
a little late.
tried and tried. You can't be satisfied. No one seems to treat you right. There's one thing for certain that you ought to know. There's been many people in this scene before. You're in a human condition. That's what's got you down. Human condition. Your face is full of brown. Got you standing around.
Good blonde, there are some bad ones. There's some that's so bad that the devil won't have, and that makes me feel bad. Yeah, not a chipmunk, yeah, not a chipmunk, yeah, not a chipmunk who lives in feckin' hot city. Saw some fidget man. Yeah, not a chipmunk, yeah, not a chipmunk,
hey.
Yeah, not something wild, jive valley long. Saw some fidget man. Yeah, need a chipmunk to lend me some to my face. Yeah, my baby tell me, saw some fidget man, saw some fidget man.
Hi, I'm Merle Haggard between the cheeks, your FM dial.
The evening fell just like a star, left a trail behind. Spit as you slammed out the door. If this is love, we're crazy. We fight like cats and dogs. I just know there's got to be more. Please call me, baby, wherever you are. It's too cold to be out walking in the street. Your death of cold out walking in the rain. I admit that I ain't no angel. I admit that I ain't no saint. I'm selfish and I'm cruel, but you're blind. If I exercise my devils, well, my angels may leave too. When they leave, they're so hard to find. Please call me, baby, wherever you are. It's too cold to be out walking in the street. When we're wounded, everyone's very insane. I don't want you catching your death of cold out walking in the rain. Drives me up a wall, but most of the time I'm just blowing off steam. And I wish to God you'd leave me, baby. I wish to God you'd stay. Life's so different than it is in your dreams. So please call me, baby. Too cold to be out walking in the streets. Crazy things when we're wounded. Everyone's a bit insane. I don't want you catching your death of cold out walking in the rain. Thank you.
This is the fat one, where lifelike rubber novelties are still used.
Last Sunday evening, we smoked it all up. We didn't have a toke left Monday morning when I got up. And all that day, I was feeling so low. Till she pawned a diamond for some gold. She pawned a diamond for some gold. Don't you know how that impressed my soul? Just when my stage was running low, she pawned her diamond for some gold. She took the ring from her finger, and a tear came to her eye. She said, I don't know if I can go through with this. I don't even know if I should try. But I said, baby, oh, baby, don't take it so bad. Can't smoke a diamond anyway. I think that kind of made her mad. But I got her down to the pawn shop and gently pushed her in. And with a tear trickling down her chin, she pawned her diamond for some gold. I thought she'd have sooner sold her soul. Just when my stash was running low, she pawned her diamond for some gold.
Golden Globe Awards on television the other night. All right, the Golden Globe Awards. I'm gonna see you get that Golden Globe Award for those Golden Globes of yours. They're so fine, so round, so firm, so fully packed, just right for my hand. Makes me want to go around and around your world and then go around again. I'm gonna see you get that Golden Globe Award for both of your globes. Now you can put them in my face just any old time. Excuse me. Oh, those Golden Globes, they ain't none better. I gotta have them both, cause they both go together. Gonna see you get that Golden Globe Award. I'm gonna see you get that Golden Globe Award for those Golden Globes of yours. They're so neat, the finest globes I know about or know I've ever seen. In or out, a penthouse, ooey, or Playboy magazine. I'm gonna see you get that Golden Globe Award for both of your globes. Now you can put them in my face just any old time. Oh, those Golden Globes, they ain't none better. I gotta have them both, cause they both go together. Gonna see you get that Golden Globe Award. See you get that Golden Globe Award. For those Golden Globes of yours, they're so fine. This morning when you took your bath and stood in the sun to dry, I was inspired when I looked up and saw them in the sky. I'm gonna see you get that Golden Globe Award for both of your globes. Now you can put them in my face just any old time. Sing this with me. Oh, those Golden Globes, they ain't none better. I gotta have them both, cause they both go together. Gonna see you get that Golden Globe Award for both of your sunbeams. I'm gonna see you get that Golden Globe Award.